This is a Fox News alert. Sentencing day for a terrorist on Lisa Brady. He's the highest profile ISIS fighter to stand trial in the U.S. and the last of four known as the ISIS Beatles. Al-Shafi al-Sheikh just sentenced to life in prison in federal court in Virginia, 8 years to the day after American journalist James Foley was beheaded on video in Syria.
He was also found guilty at his trial in April for the involvement in the kidnapping, torture, and murder of journalist Stephen Sotloff and humanitarian aid workers Peter Kassig and young Kayla Mueller of Arizona, who was taken hostage and handed over to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Their bodies never found. The hostages dubbed these four ISIS captors the Beatles because of their British accents.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Mueller's family and Foley's mother among those in the courtroom today. An extradition agreement between the U.S. and Britain took the death penalty off the table in exchange for crucial evidence. Abortion stays legal in Michigan. A judge just blocking county prosecutors from enforcing a 1931 ban on abortion, at least for now, ahead of possible action by the Michigan Supreme Court or voters this fall. 2 weeks after the shutdown of North Dakota's only abortion clinic, the clinic's lawyers are asking a judge there to delay the start of a state law banning abortion, which is set to take effect next week, another so-called trigger law after the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. New York City schools rolling out a new program for the immigrant families being bussed in by Texas.
It is vital that these families feel welcome here in our country and in our city. And they are welcome here in New York City.
Schools Chancellor David Banks says Project Open Arms will help with enrollment and transition. He's also appealing for federal help and again criticizing the Texas governor, who says he's trying to help his own border communities. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
It's the defense's turn today after the prosecution's star witness took the stand at R. Kelly's federal trial in Chicago.
A 37-year-old woman known as Jane at trial in federal court in Chicago will be questioned by R. Kelly's attorneys after testifying Thursday that Kelly sexually abused her hundreds of times, starting when she was 14. Kelly's already serving a 30-year prison sentence for his conviction on similar charges in New York. Among the most serious counts in the latest trial, conspiracy to obstruct justice by allegedly rigging a 2008 trial on state child pornography charges stemming from a purported sex tape video of him and Jane when she was underage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Federal health officials confirming that a rare infection from a brain-eating amoeba is what killed a child who'd been swimming in a river near Omaha, Nebraska. It's the second death from the same infection this summer in the Midwest. The CDC says the U.S. only has about 3 cases of the infection reported each year. 2 more swimmers survived shark attacks at South Carolina's popular Myrtle Beach, both bitten on the same day, a half mile apart.
One woman from Pittsburgh needed hundreds of stitches after she was bitten in the forearm in waist-deep water. The other was a more glancing bite to the leg. And if it seems like shark bites are up this year, you be the judge. The International Shark Attack File at Florida Museum says last year 47 shark bites off U.S. waters. This year so far already 34. TrackingSharks.com counts 19 off Florida, 2 California, 6 New York, 5 South Carolina, 0 Hawaii, 2 provoked, and 0 fatal. More than half were surfers, 30% wading or swimming. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Stocks are sliding. The Dow's down 284. The S&P and the NASDAQ dropping more than 1%. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.